The Northern California wildfires have shocked Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, Yuba counties. Flames that ignited early Monday morning while people were in bed and then wind-whipped through dry brush and wooden track developments. At least 13 are dead. More than 20,000 have been evacuated. Shirley Zane is supervisor for District 3 in Sonoma County. She's in Santa Rosa on one of the few working landlines. Supervisor Zane, Shirley, I understand you flew over the burn area in a helicopter. What did you see?
I did. I saw devastation everywhere. I saw thousands of homes that have been lost, and it literally leveled. We have a neighborhood in Santa Rosa where a lot of hardworking middle-class people live called Coffee Park, and that neighborhood was just simply leveled. We have literally overnight displaced thousands of people with these infernos and hellish fires, and I was with Congressman Thompson, who we were both trying to get as many photos as we could and just to really assess the damage, because he's, of course, going to go to work for us with FEMA back in Washington. You know, he's a Vietnam vet. And I kept looking at him saying, this looks like a war zone. And he would nod. It was just awful. And not only that, but we didn't just see neighborhoods that were simply leveled, but we also saw fires sprouting up where we flew, you know, not too far from them. You know, this morning it's humid, it's cool, that we have our marine layer, but what's happened now is that particulate matter that gets in the air because of wood smoke, it has just come down upon us, and it's, when you step outside, it's like you put your head in a chimney. It's so devastating, I can't, you know, even begin to tell you how devastating it is. They did kill at least 7 people, but it's probably going to be quite a bit more. We had to evacuate mobile home parks and assisted livings and residential care. And so sometimes it's hard for seniors to get out. And hopefully we got everybody out, but we won't know until we can go in and assess the damage.
Well, you say 7 dead. That's there. People have been killed, you know, elsewhere by this fire, too. I mean, the toll is going to rise, as you said.
It's definitely going to rise. Yeah. We're estimating right now that there's been about 1,500 structures. And when I say structures, I'm talking about schools. And I'm talking about large Kmarts and the Performance Arts Theater. They've been leveled also. So it amazingly didn't just hit these neighborhoods, but it hit a lot of businesses as well.
Well, we're reading half of Cardinal Newman High destroyed. You've got the Fountain Grove Inn, the Hilton Sonoma Wine Country, the historic
hotel.
Fountain Grove. It's just
normally that hotel would have housed a great deal of people that were displaced, but the hotel just burned down flat.
We tend to have in our mind's eye, when we hear about wildfires, we have a sense that maybe there are a few homes in remote areas in the mountaintop. These are neighborhoods, tracts of homes. These are block after block of houses. This is not remote.
Not remote at all. I think I was talking to some of the firefighters yesterday, and they had fought the Lake County fires, and they said that these are so much worse, because with the Lake County fires, and Lake County is just northeast of us, it was more acreage and less homes. And with these fires, it just leveled urban neighborhoods. The urban nature of this fire and how fast it swept through us is just amazing. And we need help from everybody. The Red Cross is, of course, doing their job. I can tell you that we're such a generous and resilient county. We sent teams down to Houston and Hurricane Irma, and I was telling my assistant the other day, I think I need to volunteer for Red Cross to go do some supportive work in terms of my background as a therapist and a chaplain to some of these areas, and because I speak Spanish. And you know what? I've got my work cut out for me right here. There is so much grief out there right now, if you can imagine. Thousands of people losing their homes, everything overnight. The county is the largest employer. We have over 4,000 employees, and we had a lot of employees that lost their homes.
And you've got to, you know, get back to work. You got to stand up. So
got to stand up. Is right.
Shirley Zane, county supervisor there in Sonoma County, with us from Santa Rosa. The horrific news coming out of that area after the wildfires. Supervisor Zane, Shirley, thank you so much, and best to you.
Thank you. Thank you.